Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. Siyata Dishmaya was the third shiur on the psukim about the radiant face of Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu Gaon HaGadol Rabbeinu Manzatzal. And now we are going to continue. L'chor, we have to understand when it says Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav bedabru ito, Moshe didn't know that his face shone, his face was radiant when he spoke to him. So, based on what Rashi says, that Moshe received the Kirun Hapanim, this radiant face, because of Visakosi Eskapi, because God covered him with Kiviyachol, with Hashem's hand. So how then does it say in the Pasuk, when it was Bedabro Ito? Why dafka bedabro ito? Why dafka when speaking with him? Only when speaking with him Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone. Why dafka speaking with him? So based on what we explained in the previous shiur, we understand very well. Because what is bedabro ito? Bedabro ito is when who is speaking with who? When Hashem was speaking with Moshe. And what is that? That's Mesiras HaTorah. Mesiras HaTorah LeMoshe, in order to give it to the Jewish people. So since, as we explained, through the Visakosi Eskapi came the Kirun Mikoach HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was filled with Torah. And then he had to be protected from the Mechablim, from the powers of evil. So his Ruach, his spiritual side, overcame his physical side, and then the face, his light, the light on his face shone. So indeed, Bedabro Ito, which was the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel, that was what was Poel, the Kirun Panim. He had the Kirun Panim because of the Sakosi Eskapi. God had to protect him. God protected him by making the Torah within him, the spirit within him, the Ruchnius within him, more powerful than the guf, and then he couldn't be harmed. So it's taka the kirun hapanim, it's the Torah that was poel this kirun hapanim. He was mekabel Torah, and now his face shone, his ruchnius was misgabra and the gashmius. So it emerges according to this that kabbalas haTorah leMoshe amanat litna liYisrael, the receiving of the Torah by Moshe in order to give it to the Jewish people, was a Torah that light was externalized at G'day Kirun Panim, to the extent that Moses' face shone, was radiant. And according to this Lechorah, there's room to say Shekachaisan Isinasa LeTorah LeYisrael, that that's how the Jewish people also got the Torah. Im Or Sheba Magia Chutza, with the light of Torah that's even externalized. Just like that was the Nesina to Moshe, that's how the Jewish people received the Torah also. So Klapezeh, it says here in the Pasuk, that since there was no explicit revelation by God to Moshe about his shining face, that the Or HaTorah is going to be externalized, it's going to be seen on his face, because then that would be part and parcel of the Guf HaNesina of the Moshe, in order to give it to the Jewish people. So since it wasn't told to Moshe, the Kabbalas HaTorah of Moshe was not to give it to the Jewish people vis-a-vis this detail of Or HaTorah, of Kirun HaPanim. That was not given over. And therefore, comes what it says in Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Choftes, it says, Vayihi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai, ushnei luchos ha'edus, biyad Moshe, brit tom en har Moshe, dat ha'ki karan or panav bedabro ito. It was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and he had the two Luchos HaEdus in the hands of Moshe, when he came down from the mountain, and Moshe didn't know that his face shone when he spoke to him. So this is Dafka, this shining face is Dafka, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Hashem, but it's not, and that's how he's receiving the Torah, but that's not how he's supposed to give it back over to the Jews. And then we have Pasuk Lamed, Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael, es Moshe. Aaron and all the Jewish people saw Moshe. Vine karnor panavir migesh say love. and his face shone, and they were afraid to approach him. And Rashi writes, Mikocha shel aveiro shal yidei zeaf mikarnei ahod ayo martin umizdazim. That was mikoch shel aveira, because of the chet egel azov, that originally they heard Hashem speak, and now they did this aveira, and they can't even take the kirun or panim of Moshe. So that's vayiru migeshes seilav. Aaron and Bnei Yisrael saw Moshe, his face shone, and they were afraid to approach him. So they were martin umizdazim, they stepped back, they were shaken. And that's because the Torah was not given to the Jewish people in such a way that the light should be spread outside by the Jewish people. In other words, they are not going to be zocha to this kirun hapanim. It was a matana dafka by Moshe Rabbeinu. Otherwise, they would have had the koach to receive this or, and they wouldn't be so afraid, they wouldn't be so shaken. And that's because of the Hakdama that was said in Pasuk Chav Tes, that as we read out, that the Torah was only given to Moshe to give to the Jewish people without the Kirun or Panim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not informed of the Kirun or Panim, of his radiant face, because that's not how he is supposed to transmit the Torah to the Jewish people. So now we understand beautifully the question we asked, the first shir, the Kefal HaPasuk, that it says twice that he went down from the mountain, and that it's written b'shlila. It doesn't just first tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone, and then he didn't know. It says it immediately in shlila, and he didn't know his face shone. And also the fact that it's taloyin beridato min ahar, that it's taloyin his going down from the mountain, because based on what we explain, the Yikra Pasuk is not coming to reveal that the face of Moshe was radiant, because that's a davar shebimemela, that's an automatic, because of the Torah. Because there is no longer a ma'akev, as we explained in the previous year. There's nothing stopping the light from shining anymore because of a sakosi eskapi. So that's an automatic. The pasuk doesn't have to tell us Moshe's face shone. Anyway, Moshe was filled with light. And now it's revealed in order to protect him. But that's an automatic, because that's, anyway, Moshe was born with light, and now he's got more light al-pi Torah. So that the pasuk doesn't have to tell us. The Iker is to say, as we explained at length in the previous year, the Iker is to say that this was only by Moshe and not by the Jewish people. And Moshe didn't know. What do you mean Moshe didn't know? It means that when you're giving over the Torah to the Jewish people, you're not giving it over with the kirun or panim. And therefore that's what the pasuk mentions it, because that's important for us to know. That's what the pasuk is trying to teach us. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah without the kirun or panim. That's why it says, not that Moshe's face shone, pashut that his face shone, but that he didn't know, which means that's not how he's supposed to give the Torah. He's not supposed to give the Torah with kirun or panim. And that's also the lashon pasuk. For he read this Moshe Mehar Sinai, v'shnei l'chol seidus biad Moshe, v'yored tol min ahar. When Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from Har Sinai, and the two Luchos Eidos were in the hands of Moshe when he went down from the Har. So in his, it was the pasuk is saying that read this Moshe and Har, Moshe Rabbeinu was going down the mountain, and this Yerida was with the two Luchos Eidos, in other words, in order to give Torah to the Jewish people. So this was a Yerida with Shnei Luchos, but often Shelo Moshe Lo Yada. So if Ahiba read this Moshe Mehar Sinai, Rishnei Luchos Eidus Biad Moshe Beruda Tol Min Ahar, Moshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now going down with the Luchos, and the Luchos are given in such a way that Moshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Or Panav, that the Or HaTorah Ba'ofen Shel Kirun Panim, the radiant face, was not given to the Jewish people. So first it tells us that he came down from the mountain with the two luchos, and it repeats it, because first it tells us that he comes down Mehar Sinai, and then it tells us, and what type of Yerida was this? It was type of a Yerida he was coming down with the two luchos, and he didn't know that his face shone, meaning that this Yerida is the type of Yerida that it's supposed to be without giving over the Kirin or Panim. So we understand why it was written Bishlila, Moshe lo yada, because that's really what the pasuk is telling us. That's how he's supposed to give it over to them. Not that his face shone, it's Pashat his face shone. And that it's Tali Bered this Moshe Minahar, because that's when he's giving them the Torah. So that's what, how he's supposed to give them the Torah is without the Kirin or Panim. That's why he didn't know. And also the Kefil. That he's coming down from the mountain. And then the Pasuk emphasizes that when he's coming down from the mountain with the Shnei Luchos, he's supposed to give it without the Kirin or Panim. And therefore Moshe lo yada. And Memela, we understand Vayter, what it says in Pasuk Lamed, that Vayar, Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe v'nei koron or panav v'yir migesh zeilav. Aaron, all Jewish people saw Moshe and his face shone and they were afraid to approach him because they weren't on the Madrega that they could take his they could take this shining face. He wasn't supposed to give that over to them. And according to this we can explain Vayter what it says in Pasuk Lamed, v'yar Aaron, and Aaron saw, and so did B'nai Yisrael, and they were afraid to approach him. So Mitzad Echad Rashi writes, Shemi Karnei Ahot Shel Moshe Hayu Martin U'Mizdazim, that they were afraid of this Moshe's splendorous face, Moshe's radiant face. And this Ritiyah, and this Hizdazos, this being taken aback, and this shaking, L'chora Eino Enyin Lira Dafka Shabbat Hala HaPasuk Esma Shalonik Shararon Chulei Eilof. So it seems to be two different things. Pasuk says that Aaron and Bnei Yisrael saw him and his face was shining and they were afraid to approach him. And then Rashi talks about this Riti and his Dazus, this stepping back, being taken aback, and this shaking. So the Chor, the shaking is different from the Yira. So really the two Inyanim here. Number one, Rashi says, Mikocha Shel Aveira. So before the Aveira, Omar Kvod Hashem Keshochel Es Barosh Ha'Alan Ebnei Yisrael, they had this vision of Eish, the top of the mountain, and of God, the honor of God, the glory of God, and that they weren't afraid of. V'lo Yireh and V'lo Mizdazim, and that they weren't shocked by. Shemizeh Achein Shavu L'Achoreim, that's what pushed them back. That's what Martia means. Martia means to deter, step back, and that's what Mizdazin, Lazua, Lanua, to move, to shake, going back, and that's Machmas Havera. That's because of the sin. So there's one Indian here that being they were taken aback. They had to step back, and that's because they sinned. That before the Cheda Egel, they were able to see the glory of God, and now they're not able even to look at the Kirin or Panim of Moshe. But that was not by Aaron, because Aaron didn't sin so much. And therefore, we can explain why. It says a lashon yachid. It says vayar Aaron uvnei Yisrael. What do you mean vayar Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael? It's Moshe. What's pshat? Lashon yachid. Vayar Aaron v'chol bnei Yisrael. It should be vayiru. No, but it says the lashon yachid. Vayar and Aaron saw v'chol bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael saw as yichidim. Meaning there were two different sights here. They were seeing two different things. It wasn't the same ra'iyah. So klape the ziyazua, the retia of the Bnei Yisrael. So it says vayter vayikra elehem Moshe, and Moshe called them, and vayeshuva elav Aaron v'chol them v'anasim, and then Aaron and Nasim came back. So first the Bnei Yisrael were Aaron saw, and Bnei Yisrael saw. But Aaron saw something different. Aaron saw it differently than Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael saw it and they were shocked, they were taken aback, they stepped back. And Aaron didn't have that same reaction because Aaron didn't sin so much. And then later on, Vayikra Aleam Moshe, Vayashuva Elav Aaron and the Nesiim. And then they came back. So that's the Vayar Aaron. Vayar Aaron is the Ratiya and the Zazua that Aaron had and they didn't have. So it was a different seeing. But then it says Vayiru, which is Lashon Rabim, which is going on everybody. So there was one Yira for everybody. So the Yira is something different. The Yira is not the Zazua. The Zazua didn't apply to Aaron. Zazua was the Nesiim, Bnei Yisrael, but not Aaron. And therefore the Nesiim had to be called back because of their Zazua. But Aaron didn't have the Zazua. Aaron just had Yira. And Yira, it says Vayiru Migeshes Elav, which is Lashon Rabim, which is one applying to everybody. So the Inyan of Yira was a Dabar Nosaf, because now Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to give them the Luchos. And since they saw Kli Nasor Panav Shel Moshe, which is the Or Torah, they understood from this that they're going to have to receive the Torah with all of the light, just like it was by Moshe. And since they understood that they're not in a matzav of bitul hachomer l'ruach, so they understood that if the ruach is misgaber and the chomer is not going to be able to take it, and they're going to die. Like it says in Yisro, Vayomer el Moshe, Daber atah imanu v'nishma v'yederbanu Elokim penamus. We don't want to die. Vayomer Moshe el amal tiro. So this is a Yira. They were afraid to die. So here also, they had Yira that now they see that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down with a shining face. That's scary. They're not on that Majorega, and the fact that they're so ruchni and not gashmi anymore means they're going to die. And that's what it says, Vihinei, and behold, Moshe's face was shining. Because it's like something new. From the Kirin Ror Panim of Moshe, they're learning about the Mahus of Kabbalah Satorah, which is Torah with the revelation of the light and the Guf HaGashmi, and therefore they were afraid. The Lashon of Vihinei. They understood that their Kabbalah Satorah is Bofen Sheyesh Bo Vayiru. There's this fear. And therefore it says, Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael es Moshe. Pasha, we're talking about Moshe. And then it says again, V'hinei Karan or Panav. It already said that in the previous Pasuk. V'yiru Megeshes Elav. Moshe, why does it say Moshe? Because that's the Nesina Satorah of Moshe. Pnei Moshe is Moshe. What type of Torah is Moshe giving? He's giving a Torah with a shining face. In other words, they saw Moshe understanding that this is going to be the type of Nesina Satorah. From the fact that his face was shining. In other words, it wasn't just the person Moshe. It was the type of Torah Moshe was giving. And that's what it says in the Medrash. brought in the Torah Shleim and also Reish Mem. Lefishik Hakeren Min HaTorah VaTorah Eish and Amar Min Arish Daslam Lefikach Yer Migeshes Eilav. They were afraid to approach him. Why were they afraid to approach him? Because they saw that there was so much light and they can't receive this Torah with light. They're not in that Madrega. So when it says Vayiru Migeshes Eilav, that's Taka talking about everybody. That's Lashon Ravim. Because they all had this Yira. Bnei Yisrael, because of the sin, and they weren't on the Madrega to behold the light. And Aaron and everybody else, Aaron including all of Bnei Yisrael, because of this great light, and they thought that's how they're going to be mekabel the Torah, and then their chomer is going to be destroyed because they're going to be kulo ruchni. So vayiru migeshes eilav. And then why Vayikra Aleh Moshe? Who did he have to call to? He had to call to the people who stepped back. Then he see him. And it says Vayeshuvu Eilav Aaron and then he see him. So it says Vayir Megesh Eilav. Everybody was afraid to approach him. And now the Vayikra Aleh Moshe Vayeshuvu Eilav, so then the people who step back, the Nisim, so they can now step forward. And Aaron, who was just Vayiru Migeshes Eilav, he also was approaching. They were approaching from their point of stepping back. And Aaron was approaching from his point of being Vayiru Migeshes Eilav. It's a little shver though, because it says Vayeshuvu Eilav Aaron. Aaron doesn't have to return, as we said in the first shir, when it says Vayeshuvu, it implies that they distance themselves. But Aaron didn't distance himself. Aaron was just afraid to approach. They were Yerim Reim Mizdazim. So I'm not exactly sure how to fit that in. Akoponim, we can now go further and understand. So again, we have two inyanim here. We have the Yira and the Zazua that applies to all Bnei Israel, and except for Aaron, and including the Nesim, and then we have the regular Yira, which applies to everybody, including Aaron. Zazua, the Ritiya, is everybody, except for Aaron, because of the sin. And then the Yira, because they were afraid of receiving the Torah with so much light, that's everybody, including Aaron. And then we can understand Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ikra Lehem Moshe, Veshuv Elav Aaron, V'chol HaNesim, Ve'eda, V'yom Rosh Aleihem. So Moshe called them, and Aaron and all the Nesim returned to him, and Moshe spoke to them. The Alshech already asks that if Aaron and the Jewish people couldn't be sovel, so how, when he called them, were they able to? And why also, when he commanded them, did he not have a mask on his face? Ayin Sham the Alshech. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that even though the Torah wasn't given to be with Bnei Yisrael, Im HaKoch LeKabel HaSa'or, the Jewish people are not supposed to learn Torah with that light, that they're going to have the Shlemus of Moshe, that their little face is going to be shining. But that's only Klapeim Kemakabli HaTorah. So, vis-a-vis us, when we're Makabel Torah, we don't have to learn that way. But Moshe Rabbeinu giving us the Torah, that's how he has to give it to us. So we go weiter in life, so we're not going to have that shine. But now, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving it to us, that's how he has to give it to us, with the Or HaTorah that was by Moshe. Because the Nesina has to be Kafi Kabbalasso. We don't need to come on to the reason of the Sforna, Ayin Shem and the Sforna. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu received it, gave the Torah like he received it. And he received it with the light, so he's giving it over with the light. And that's why he didn't have a mask on his face when he gave it. He didn't have a mask on his face to cover it, because he was giving it with the light. And therefore, there was no more of a Yiru Migeshes Eilav. Because stomp to approach him, that's scary. But to receive the Torah, just for the mice of Kabbalah HaTorah, that they could approach him, because that's how it has to be given. That's how that extra koach. Because the Torah has to be given with the Or Panim of Moshe. So there's no more of a Yiru, because now they're not just comics approaching him, they're approaching him to receive the Torah. So there's no more of a Yiru, there's no more fear. And with this we can explain what it says in Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzrayim, Misar Yoshua. So the Mefarshim ask, what's the Shinu Lashem? Moshe was Mekabel Torah Mitzrayim, and then Misar Yoshua. Should say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzrayim, Yeshua Kibbutz Mi Moshe, or Shem Masar Torah LeMoshe, who Misar Yoshua. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, Valderech Zarkas of Ruach Chaim, that Moshe indeed received the Torah just as it was given to him. In other words, Torah with the light of Torah B'Shleimus. And therefore, Karanor Panei Moshe, and therefore Moshe had this radiant face. But to Yoshua, it was just Mesiras Torah. In other words, he was Moser it as he got it, but Yoshua wasn't Mekabel it as Moshe Rabbeinu gave it, because he's not Mekabel the Or. Only Moshe gave it with the Or, but that's not how Yoshua could be Mekabel it. Because they didn't have a Shleimus Kabbalah with the Or HaTorah. And therefore, it says a different Lashon. It says not Kibel, because he wasn't Mekabel, Moshe was Mekabel, but Mesara Yoshua. And then it says Vayter Yoshua, his Kenim, Kenim Leviim. In other words, Yoshua's Kenim was a Hemshech HaMesira. And there was no change, because it was without the Or. And with this we can explain Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Beis and the Pasuk of Achakach Nikshu, that after the Zakenim, after he taught the Zakenim, then he taught the Parsha to the Jewish people. And Rashi brings in the Brayse in Erevin and Dalet Amud Beis, Kase Et Seder Mishnah, and then in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Rashi writes that this whole inyan is Lashon Hove, and the Pasuk of Vayidabra Moshe Aleihem. In other words, this is Hove, this is always the Mahalach HaLimud of Moshe to the Jewish people. That first Aaron, and then the Nesiim, and then afterwards Kol B'nai Yisrael. That's what it says. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayikra Aleihem Moshe v'Yeshua Lev Aaron v'chol Nesiim Be'eda, Vayidabra Moshe Aleihem, V'acharechein Nikshu Kol B'nai Yisrael, V'yitzaveim Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Ito B'har Sinai. So that's the Seder. Aaron, Nesiim, B'nai Yisrael, Kach Seder Mishnah, like it says in Erevin and Dalet. Ramban is Taman Rashi. We're talking about Nesinas Haluchos. Not on Lima Torah L'Bnei Yisrael, only later. Lamed Al Lamed Hey. It says what he does call a Yom. There it says, V'vom Moshe L'fnei Hashem L'dabri, to Yosir Samas V'atseso, V'yatsa V'dibra B'nei Yisrael Z'shay Yitzuve, V'ro B'nei Yisrael Z'pnei Moshe, K'ron Or P'nei Moshe, V'yishiv Moshe Samas V'alpanav, V'bor L'dabri to. So there it talks about Vayter, how Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach Jewish people. But here in these psukim, Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, this is not talking about the Seder Mishnah. This is just talking about, it's not talking about teaching them the Torah, it's talking about giving them the Luchos. So that's the Ramban's Kasha and Rashi. So look in the Ramban, look in the Re'eim, look in the Gur Aryeh. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows, that B'vadai B'nesinas HaLuchos, we don't have the Mahalach of Ketzer Seder Mishnah that Rashi was talking about. And the distinction between Aaron and the Nesiim and Bnei Yisrael that was said over here was for a different reason. Ramban explains why there was a distinction made between Aaron, Bnei Yisrael, and the Nesiim. But why was it said here? In order to teach us on the Seder Mishnah that's going to be afterwards. It was said here, B'Mesiris Haluchos, in order to explain that Gam B'Mesiris Haluchos, that the Mesiris HaLuchos is also included in Mesiris HaTorah, just like there's a Seder Mishnah Mesiris HaTorah of Moshe. We don't say it's just a Mesira of something that was already given, because then it wouldn't be a Nesinas HaTorah that comes with Kirun Rapanav, because it's a Din in Nesinas HaTorah. Nesinas HaTorah has to be with Kirun Rapanim. So this also applies to the Luchos. That just like when there's Mesiris HaTorah, it has to be with Kirun Rapanim. So too Mesiris Haluchos has to be with Kirin or Panim. Both. Because Moshe was Makabel Torah Misinai with the Orpanim, with the Kirin Orpanim. And that's what he has to give over to the Jewish people. And this was also given over with the Mesiris Haluchos. And that's the Lashon Hove. Vayidaber Moshe Aleihem. That now also, he was giving over the Luchos with this Kirin Orpanim. And not just teaching the actual Torah. So it was taught over here in order to tell us the Seder Mishnah, even though in Achinam it's giving over the Luchos. But it was taught in the context of the Luchos to teach us that just like Seder Mishnah is Nesinas HaTorah, which must be done with Kirin Orpanim, so to Mesiris HaTorah, so to Mesiris HaLuchos has to be done with Kirin Orpanim. That's how it has to be given over. With this, we can also explain Lamed Gimel. It says there, "Vayicham Moshe medaber itam, vayiten upon of masve." Moshe Rabbeinu finished talking to them, and he put a mask on his face. Rashi writes, "Shalakavod karnei ahod shleazinu akol mehem hayinosen amasve kinegdan." In honor of the rays of splendor, the radiant face that not everybody should see them, he would put the masve. It shouldn't be mezuzah that everybody's looking at it. So you cover it up with the masve. And then he would take it, Vinot Labashem Darbim Israel, he would take it when he was speaking to the Jewish people. So the question is, why does Rashi have to come on to this? Rashi writes in Pasuk Lamed, Mikocha Shel Avera, Hayu Martino Mizdazim Mikarne Ahot. Out of the Avera they were shaken by the Karne Ahot. So, Heinam Nam Shebishashay Medaber Imam. Lohaya Davrazeh, because again, when the Moshe Rabbeinu was actually speaking to them, they didn't have to be near Tom Mizdazeh anymore, because this is Koch Nesinas HaTorah. The Nesinas HaTorah has to be with the Karnei Ahod. It has to be with the light that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah with. He has to give it over to us as well. But when the Nesina is over, so now the Koch HaShel Aveira comes back and they can't look at Moshe's face anymore. It's too much for them. They're not in the Madrega. So why does Rashi have to say it's Lekovet Karnei Ahod? Just say it's because of the Aveira. Because of the Aveira, he had to cover up his face afterwards because the Jewish people couldn't take it. Because of the Cheda Egel, they weren't on the Madrega anymore. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, based on the Sugin Erevin, that Moshe taught four times, first to Aaron, then to his sons, then to the Nesim, then to Bnei Israel. Then Moshe Rabbeinu left, and then Aaron taught, and then Aaron left, and then his sons taught. So everybody got it four times. Ayin Shem and the Gemara makes a cheshbon there, everybody learned it four times. And it emerges then that Mesiris HaTorah, Sheba Arba Pa'amim, continued, even when Moshe Rabbeinu left, Ayde Aaron, Ubanab, and Nesim, Vimken Kamuvan, Lo mitchayev mitzad netinat haTorah shel Moshe, shetinaten achshav haTorah yidei Aaron bekarnei Ahod, kivan shelo Moshe natan od et haTorah. So it's not mischayev mitzad nesinas haTorah of Moshe that the Torah should be given now through Aaron bekarnei Ahod, because Moshe is not giving the Torah anymore. But it could be that included in the Koach HaMakablim of the Karnei Ahod, which was given to them for the time of Mesiris HaTorah, they still had it because they're still receiving the Torah. So even when Aaron is giving it over, Moshe Rabbeinu can still have his Karnei Ahod. And therefore it says, Vayicham Moshe Meladaber Vayiten Alpon of Masve, that we see that immediately when he finished, when Moshe Rabbeinu finished speaking, he put the mask on his face. Even though they still have the koch to be makabel the karnei ahod, so they have the koch because they're being makabel Torah. Once they're being makabel Torah, they're in the parish of Kabbalah Torah. So of course they can see the light. They can see this light because that's what gives them the koch. Nesinas haTorah has to be with karnei ahod. So they had special strength to absorb the great light of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the kasha is, why did he cover his face? So Rashi says, even though Mesiras HaTorah isn't finished, the Nitzal Atzmo, they were roy for the Karnei Ahod, for a different reason, there would be no Martino Mizdazin. Mitzad Kavodim Shel Karnei Ahod, Moshe Rabbeinu put the Masvel upon of, and that's what that pasuk is coming to teach us. And Echanami, they could have Mitzad Nesinas Torah, they still could have received it. There was no problem of the sin, because they're still in the process of getting the Torah. Because Ma'aron's giving it over, the Nesim are giving it over, it's Canaan. But so why then did Moshe Rabbeinu put the mask on his face? Mitzad the covet of Karnei Ahod. With this, we can also explain Psukim Lamed Dalet and Lamed Hey. But thus is unser Arbit for the next shir. Amir Tashem, B'siyata Dishmai, B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu. In the next shir, we will continue seeing Mamish Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.